Morning. Today's daf in Pesachim, daf Kuf. We are now in the second daf of the 10th parak of Pesachim. Yesterday, the mission introduced us to the idea that an erev Pesach, so we got to stop eating. We know we have a big meal coming up. There's a mitzvah to eat on the Seder night. Bizman beis hamikdash, there was a mitzvah to eat matzah, maror, and karm Pesach. Bizmanenu, there's a mitzvah to eat matzah, maror. But regardless, we're going to be eating tonight. And we want to develop an appetite before we eat. So therefore, the Mishnah introduces us to this idea that the Chachamim legislated that we have to stop eating at the Seder night. When do we have to stop eating? Samuch Mincha. The Rashbam taught us yesterday, Samuch Mincha means half an hour before Mincha Ketana. Mincha Ketana, 2.5 hours prior to sunset. So we're talking about 3 hours prior to sunset. So again, on a perfect day. So that would be at 3 o'clock. 3 o'clock in the afternoon, we got to stop eating on Erev Pesach so that we develop an appetite. The Rashbam yesterday described this idea of gaining an appetite for the Seder as a hiddur mitzvah, meaning that, well, not the gaining of the appetite, but the eating of the matzah. Eating the matzah while you are hungry, so that's going to be described as a hiddur mitzvah. And so as a result of that, the Chachamim mandate legislated that we have to stop eating at that point in time. The author of our Mishnah, so there are two candidates who the author of our Mishnah could be. It could either be Rabbi Yehuda, or it could be Rav Yossi. But as the Gemara pointed out yesterday, the Tzmach Lokus, I'm a rhyme between Rav Huna and Rav Papa. But Rav Huna's position is that our Mishnah is going like the Shita of Rav Yossi. Rav Yossi says that under normal circumstances, meaning on a standard Erev Shabbos, on a standard Erev Yontif, there's no requirement of Mafsikin. You don't have to stop. You can, whatever. The word mafsikin right now is a little premature. I'll use that word a little bit later this morning. But anyway, there's no reason that you can't start a meal. According to Rav Yossi, on an Erev Shabbos, you want to start a meal at 4 o'clock in the afternoon, so you're allowed to do so. Now it's not prudent, that goes without saying. You have a Friday night meal coming up, and it's gonna be hard to really enjoy the meal, and somebody works hard for that meal, and you're going to offend that individual. So, okay, so it's not prudent. But nevertheless, as far as the halacha is concerned, so you can have meals, according to Rav Yossi, on an Erev Shabbos, 3 o'clock, 4 o'clock, 5 o'clock in the afternoon. And that would also be true on any other yontif. On any other yontif as well. However, on Erev Pesach, because of this mitzvah of matzah and karm Pesach, so therefore you have to stop. So in other words, our Mishnah is following the Shita of Rav Yossi. Rav Yossi says that under normal circumstances, you do not have to you don't have to develop an appetite for the evening, but when it comes to Erev Pesach, you do. Okay, that's Rav Huna's approach. That our Mishnah follows like Rav Yossi. The reason why our Mishnah cannot be following like the Shita of Rav Huna is because, as we learned yesterday, Rav Huna says this halacha is not just limited to Erev Pesach. This halacha is true by every Erev Shabbos and every Erev Yontif. Standard Erev Shabbos, Erev Yontif, you have to stop eating. Samuch Lamincha. For a moment yesterday, we entertained, Rav Papa entertained. Maybe our Mishnah could be going like Rav Yehuda. Maybe Rav Yehuda on a standard Erev Shabbos, Erev Yontif, forces you to stop at 3:30. Our Mishnah says 3 o'clock. You could say something like that. Rav Papa tried to say something like that. But the Gemara points out, though, that we don't really have Bryce's support for that kind of approach. Okay, so where do we leave ourselves off from yesterday? That we have our Mishnah, Erev Pesach Lamincha Lo Yochal Adam Ad Shetachshach. That's the first halacha of our Mishnah. And where we stand right now is that Rav Huna says that the author of our Mishnah is like Rav Yossi. Rav Yossi says that on any other Erev Shabbos, Erev Yontif, you can continue eating all the way until the evening. You can start a meal at any point in time. And it's only on Erev Pesach that you have to stop eating at Samuch Lamincha. Good. That's what we got to yesterday. And we had Bryce's confirming this, and we are now in Kuf Amud Aleph. For Kuf Amud Aleph, and we're 5 lines down, we're starting with the words of Rav Huna. So the Gemara now continues this discussion, Rav Huna Minicha. Okay, so now what we have is a good pshat in our Mishnah, and it's according to Rav Huna, and the Gemara says, but I'm not sure it's going to work out. Why? V'hamar Rabbi Yirmiya, Amar Rabbi Yochanan V'Tema, Amar Rabbi Abahu, Amar Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Chanina. So a lot of attribution of who said this, but Halachik Rabbi Yehuda Be'erev Pesach, V'halachik Rabbi Yosef Be'erev Shabbos. So it was either said in the name of Rabbi Yochanan, or it was said in the name of Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Chanina, either way. But the statement is that the halacha falls like Rabbi Yehuda when it comes to Erev Pesach, and the halacha falls like Rabbi Yossi when it comes to Erev Shabbos. Now, when you're paskening the halacha like this, so what's your understanding? Clearly your understanding is that there's a machlokis in both issues. Halachic Rabbi Yehuda, the Gemara spells out this point. Halachic Rabbi Yehuda Be'erev HaPesach, by telling me that the halacha falls like Rabbi Yehuda when it comes to Erev Pesach, so Machlal de Palig, Rav Yossi B'Tavayu. So it sounds like Rav Yossi is arguing. Meaning, Shitas Rav Yossi is that you don't have to stop, not even an Erev Pesach. So the Gemara says, and obviously this would present a huge problem. Because the way we've been presenting our Mishnah, Rav Huna's presentation of the Mishnah, is that when it comes to Erev Pesach, there's no machlokas. Both Rav Yossi and Rav Yehuda agree that you have to stop eating Samach L'mincha. That's the way we've been presenting it. But meanwhile, this statement that's attributed to Rav Yochanan, amongst other Amoraim, seems to indicate that there still is a machlokas even in Erev Pesach. Okay, so that obviously presents a problem, so the Gemara says, lo. So what we're going to have to do is as follows. Halacha mechlal de pligi behafsaka. So the Gemara says that, look, yes, there's a machlokas between Rav Yehuda and Rav Yossi, even in Erev Pesach, but not the discussion that we've been having up until now. Up until now, we've been having a discussion of starting a meal. Let's call it haschala. To start a meal, so we have a machlokas on every other Erev, except for Erev Pesach. In Erev Pesach, there's no machlokas, like we presented so far. You have to stop eating. You can't start a meal at 3 o'clock in the afternoon on Erev Pesach. Good. And that's both Shitas Rav Yossi and that Shitas Rav Yehuda. And fine. What about what we just learned B'Shem Rav Yochanan? That the halacha follows like Rav Yehuda and Erev Pesach? What do you mean the halacha follows like Rav Yehuda and Erev Pesach? What about the fact that there is no machlokas in Erev Pesach? They're talking about a different issue altogether. What's the issue they're discussing? Hafsaka. The issue of Hafsaka, as we're about to see together, is the following. Let's say you start a meal, and the way the Rishonim say it, the Rashbam here says it, the Tosfos here says it, let's say you started at Beheter. You start a meal, 2:30 in the afternoon. Right? You have full legitimacy to start a meal at 2:30 in the afternoon. Even according to Rav Yehuda, on Erev Shabbos, Erev Yontif. So you can't start a meal, but you can't start a meal after 3. 2:30 in the afternoon, however, you're allowed to start a meal. Okay, now let's say this meal really schleps out. Okay, so now where are we at right now? So we are at 2:30 in the afternoon, and the meal is really schlepping out where we are now approaching the night of Shabbos. Now I'm fully aware of the fact that all this is really strange. Meal going that long in general. Okay, that's not my personal, not my personal minhag, but, and on top of that, shouldn't you be heading to shul for mincha and for ma'ariv? And I understand that there are just some of the most basic questions, which I'm not going to have answers for. But in the meantime, however, so now Shabbos has come around. Do I have to now pause in the middle of the meal? And as we're going to learn together right now, to machlokas between Rav Yossi and Rav Yehuda. And this is now the issue of hafsaka. Rav Yossi, interestingly enough, is going to be of the position, there's no need to stop. You don't have to be mafsik. Now, what does that mean in practice? So stay tuned as we're going to spell that out. But according to Rav Yehuda, no, you have to be mafsik. You have to stop. You have to stop your meal. Now, what exactly does that mean according to Rav Yehuda that you have to stop your meal? So stay tuned because I'm also going to spell that out as well. Right? The Rashbam over here goes into great detail. You see a lot of Rashbam. You see a lot of Tosfos on the Samud. So all these details are going to get filled in. But meanwhile, however, that's the machlokas between Rav Yossi and Rav Yehuda about whether or not you need to be mafsik now in the middle of the meal as now Shabbos has entered, as now Yontif has entered. And this question of hafsaka, so this is going to be a machlokas between them. And this is true year round, meaning Erev Shabbos, Erev Yontif, including Erev Pesach. So for that, we have a machlokas between Rav Yossi and Rav Yehuda as to whether or not you need to be mafsik or you do not need to be mafsik. And the Gemara says, and in that regard, that's what Rav Yochanan was making reference to. Rav Yochanan says that when it comes to Erev Pesach, I'm paskening like Rav Yehuda. That's on the issue of Hafsaka, where there's a machlokas. And during the rest of the year where we don't have to stop, I'm paskening like Rav Yossi, where there too is a machlokas. Good. And now let's see all this inside. The Gemara now spells all this out. So, lo. Halacha mechal de peligi b'Hafsaka de Tanya, the Gemara quotes the following braisa. Mafsikin l'shabasos, divrei Reb Yehuda, Reb Yossi Omer, ein mafsikin. So, this machlokas right now, as to whether or not you have to stop your meal as Shabbos now is entering. According to Reb Yehuda, you have to stop your meal. And according to Reb Yossi, you don't have to stop your meal. Now, before we get to the story upcoming, so let's just for a moment pause, and let's understand both of these shitas. The shita first of Reb Yehuda, that you have to stop your meal. What does that mean, you have to stop your meal? So over here, if you take a look at the Rashbam, Rashbam is about 5 lines after it starts getting wide. Rashbam mafsikin l'shabasos im hischel su'daso beheter. So the Rashbam says, you started your meal beheter. You have every right to do so. You started your meal at 2 o'clock in the afternoon. So kodem amincha v'haya ocha v'holecha shetechshech afil Rabbi Yehuda mafsikin sudasa miyad kishiyachshech u'mekadesh hayom. So the Rashbam writes over here that you have to stop your meal and you have to be mekadesh. Okay, that's a little bit of information, but let's see if we can get a little bit more information. Tosfos over here writes the following. Fourth Tosfos down in the Amud, mafsikin l'shabbosos perish be'akiras shochan. So Tosfos says, what does it mean you have to stop your meal? So you start your meal at 2. Shabbos starts, just for argument's sake, let's say Shabbos starts at 6 o'clock. So now it's 6 o'clock, you're still in the middle of the meal. Meal has been going on for 4 hours. You're in the middle of the meal, so what do you have to do, says the Rashbam? Sorry. What do you have to do, says Tosfos? So now you have to do a hefsek, meaning akira shochan. You have to take the table away. Okay, over the course of this morning, we're going to say this a couple of times. Back in the day, they did not have the large tables like we have nowadays. So they had like TV tray tables, and it was put in front of everybody. And then the table was taken away. Right, back in the day, they would lie down on the couch in order to eat, and the tray was put in front of them. So the tray's taken away. Now, what does that mean, the tray's taken away? Let's read on in Tosfos. So, Akir Shochan Kedemuchach B'Samach V'Hainu Shemavarch Birchaz Amazon Kedetanyi L'Kaman Rishon Amar Allah Birchaz Amazon V'Hayu Regilin L'Salak HaShochan Lefnei Birchaz Amazon. Taking the table away is code, says Tosfos, for benching. Meaning we're gonna have to bench. Meaning this meal now has officially come to an end. And therefore, we're going to bench. Akiras HaShochan is just another way of saying benching. So according to Rav Yehuda, what must you do? So what must you do at 6 o'clock? Because you got to end this meal. This meal has now come to a conclusion because that was a weekday meal. So now you're going to end it. You're going to bench. And then after you bench, so then what you're going to do is you're going to make Kiddush. Then you're going to start a meal anew in order for your Shabbos meal. Now, I know the Gemara over here does not at all take into account, into consideration, what are we doing about Mincha? What are we doing about Maariv? Right? I'm sure that the Gemara is fully aware, I'm beyond sure, the Gemara is fully aware of this, and the Gemara just simply doesn't put that into the equation or discuss it at all. But okay, I know it bothers me, and I can see it bothers me, but we'll put that aside for now. Okay, but anyway, that is Shitas Rav Yehuda. So the way Tosfos explains Rav Yehuda, mafsikin means that you got to stop, bench, and then start a new meal for Shabbos, meaning, of course, with Kiddush. That is Shitas Rav Yehuda. Now let's go to Shitas Rav Yossi. What is Rav Yossi main mafsikin? So ein mafsikin. So here we'll turn right to Tosfos, next Tosfos. So ein mafsikin means what, says Tosfos? V'gomer kol ha'seuda. What you're going to do now is as follows. You're going to finish your entire meal. So in other words, so what's happening now is that this meal is now going into Friday night, meaning it's already been going on for 4 hours. Okay, so in my humble opinion, 3.5 hours too long. But regardless, so your meal now is going into Shabbos, and it continues Friday night. The meal continues, and you don't have to stop in Mafsikin. And now what you're going to do is that you're going to do Birchas Hamazon. You're going to bench after the meal is over. Now, do you add Ritzei in your benching? I'm going to guess yes, but that's a guess. And then, Achar Kach Mekadesh. And then what you're going to do is that you're going to make Kiddush afterwards. So in other words, that meal now is going to be that's going to serve as your Shabbos meal. And you'll make Kiddush after you conclude your meal, after you bench. Now, that's a really interesting position of Rav Yossi. And it's fraught with difficulty. Tosfos over here brings up two issues. And let's quickly go through the two issues of Tosfos over here in terms of this position of Ein Mafsikin. So number one, drop down like 4 or 5 lines in the Tosfos. V'im Tomar, so Tosfos over here is bothered. Right? Hopefully you can guess both of the issues. Right? The second issue, they're both interesting issues. The second issue is really when we get to it, you'll see, something I didn't think about. But once Tosfos presents it, it's rather unbelievable. But the first issue Tosfos deals with is as follows: Vim Tomar the Eich Yasu Kiddush Belo Seuda Haloin Kiddush Ela B'Makom Seuda. So we're going to learn at the end of today's daf. We're going to learn in tomorrow's daf the requirement of Ein Kiddush Ela B'Makom Seuda. Kiddush must occur in the place that you're having the meal, which means that in order for Kiddush to work, so you have to make Kiddush, and then you have to have a meal in that very same place and proximate to the time in which you make Kiddush. Okay, good. It's a basic halacha. Which the Gemara is going to introduce to us yesterday. The Gemara is going to introduce to us tomorrow. And now, Tosfos says, so what just happened over here? So according to Rav Yossi, here's the sequence of events. You started your meal Friday afternoon, Beheter. And that meal continued now into Shabbos. You don't have to stop. And the meal now can go into Shabbos. Good. Now we'll call it your Shabbos meal. Great. And now what are you going to do? You're going to bench. And then what you're going to do afterwards is you're going to make Kiddush. Now, obviously, according to Rav Yossi, you don't have to have another meal after that. You had your Shabbos meal already. So you had Seuda, then followed by Kiddush. So Tosfos over here says, how does that comply with the requirement of Ein Kiddush Ela B'Makom Seuda? So Tosfos over here provides for us a Chiddush of an answer. The Yeshlamar Dechash of Kiddush B'Makom Seuda Kevan Shemiyad Acher Seuda Osa Kiddush V'Osa Seuda Ola Lola Seuda Shabbos. So Tosfos writes over here, you know what? It is Kiddush B'Makom Seuda. How is it Kiddush B'Makom Seuda? Because Kiddush B'Makom Seuda just simply means that the Seuda has to be proximate to the Kiddush. And up until now, Tosfos was thinking that that means there has to be Kiddush followed by Seuda. Tosfos is Mechadish. That's not true. In other words, if you have your Seuda, and then immediately after the Seuda, you have Kiddush, that's also Kiddush B'Makom Seuda as well. As long as there is somewhere in the orbit of Kiddush, you have somewhere within, close within the orbit of Kiddush, you have Seuda. Here, in this case, it's before the Kiddush. That is also Kiddush B'Makom Seuda. Okay, that's a fantastic Kiddush by Tosfos. Anyway, that is, that's point number one. Now, point number two, now get ready for this one. Point number two of Tosfos within the sheet of Rav Yossi. Rav Yossi says, Ein Mafsik, and there's no requirement to stop. Now, as we just learned together, the sheet of Rav Yossi is not limited to Erev Pesach. It's not limited to Erev Shabbos. It's also going to be true on Erev Pesach as well. Which means that if you started a meal on Erev Pesach beheter, you started your meal at, let's say, 2 o'clock in the afternoon. Again, this is not prudent behavior, but you did. And now, the meal goes into the Seder night. So according to Rav Yossi, you don't have to stop. Okay. I know what I'm saying is wild. Meaning you don't have to stop according to Rav Yossi. You just continue your meal. Either the Seder that we have to take care of. Good. We'll take care of it. But right now I'm in the middle of the meal. There's no reason to interrupt the meal. Okay, that's Rav Yossi's position, which is also true by Seder night, by Erev Pesach. So now Tosfos is bothered by what hopefully is a wonderful question. Aside from the most obvious and pragmatic issues of what are you doing? You have a Seder to take care of. But aside from that, but Tosfos over here says Mil Kashla Rav Yossi, Ech Yasu Dalu Kosos. So you know on the Seder night we have a mitzvah of Dal Kosos. It is the framework of this entire 10th perek. The Dal Kosos is really, what is the outline of this entire perek? And if you're going to go about it now where you're just going to finish your meal, and then you're going to bench, and then you're going to make Kiddush, so what are you doing about Dal Kosos? How are you fulfilling the mitzvah of Dal Kosos? V'yesh lamar, and let's get ready for another Kiddush coming up here in Tosos. The Yasu Dalakoso Shaloka Seder Rigil Lasos Kos Birchas Hamazon Tchila V'Achrav Kosho Kiddush. So we're going to have Dalakosos. We're just going to have it in an order that we're not accustomed to. The first of the Dalakosos is going to come in the form of benching. We bench over a cup of wine. That'll be Kos number one. Then afterwards we're going to make Kiddush again. This is Shitas Rav Yossi. Then afterwards we're going to make Kiddush. That's Kos number two. Kiddush V'Yerokos. Right, you'll have your Kiddush and follow them by vegetables because of course you need karpas. Right? And even in this really backwards of a Seder, so you'll have your karpas immediately after Kiddush. And then v'acharav koshlishi, l'man nishan v'acharav marur. And then what you're going to do is you're going to have koshlishi. Koshlishi over here is going to be covering your manishana, and I imagine what Tosfos over here is referring to is the entire section of Magid. And marur as well, right? It's really funny. Meaning, where are you going to stick in marur? Because you already had your meal. You already made Kiddush. So there's no wonderful place to put Maror. So Tosfos puts it over here, and then Akos Revi Halo, and then the fourth cup is going to be over Halo. Okay, that's what you'll do, and in order to fulfill the mitzvah of Dal Kosos according to Rav Yossi in this most unusual circumstance. Okay, good. So we have two shitas in front of us. We have the shita of Rabbi Yehuda, the shita of Rav Yossi regarding the issue of Hafsaka. So according to Rabbi Yehuda, year round, Erev Pesach, Erev Yontev, Erev Shabbos, so the Allah is according to Rav Yehuda Mafsikin, that you have to stop, which means that you have to bench. And then you have to make Kiddush and start your Shabbos Yantav meal anew. The Shita Rav Yossi ain't Mafsikin, there's no requirement to stop. But rather what you're gonna do is you're gonna continue the meal. And that meal will be called the Shabbos meal, right? That's Tosfos' language. That meal will now be called the Shabbos meal. And then afterwards you'll bench and then you'll make Kiddush afterwards. And again, two really novel ideas by Tosfos. Number one, the idea of that's called Kiddush B'Makom Seuda. And number two, of how to navigate such a scenario on Pesach where I need to do the Dal Kosos. Good. That is right now the Shitas of Rav Yehuda and Rav Yossi. And let's just make one more point before we go on to the Gemara, and that is now what comes out to be something remarkable. Within the Shita of Reb Yossi, right, if we could just wrap our heads around the Shita of Yossi, something rather amazing. According to Reb Yossi, you start your meal at 2 o'clock in the afternoon. So now you start a Beheter, so it affords the opportunity to continue your meal, meaning you can now go continue that meal for 4 hours, and if necessary, right, continue that meal for another couple hours, and there's no need to stop. Are you going to have an appetite for your matzah and for your maror? Okay, that right? Meaning it's the same Reb Yossi who we learned in the beginning of the parak. We learned in yesterday's daf says that you're not allowed to start a meal at 3 o'clock in the afternoon because you need to develop an appetite for matzah maror. So that same Reb Yossi now just taught us that if you started a meal at 2 o'clock as opposed to 3 o'clock, you started beheter. So it allows you to continue and you don't have to be mafsik. What about this idea that you need to develop an appetite for matzah maror? The Shita Reb Yossi, it's a difficult Shita to wrap our heads around. And what you're going to have to say, and Rishonim do talk like this, not the Rishonim on the daf. But what you're going to have to say, I mean, it's really the only way to try to give some sort of rationale for the Shita Reb Yossi, is that if you start a meal and then you stop a meal, so now what that's going to do is it's going to give you time to realize that you're full and you're going to have lost your appetite. If, on the other hand, you're still b'meshach ha-se'uda, so then your appetite will continue. Yeah, you'll have to say something along those lines, but still, it's a really difficult shita of Reb Yossi. Okay, with all that stated now, let's go back to the Gemara. Let's see all this inside. So we started the Braisa. So Mafsikin L'Shabbos is Divrei Rabbi Yehuda. Let's go back. We're right in the middle of Kuf Amud Aleph. So Mafsikin L'Shabbos is Divrei Rabbi Yehuda. So according to Rabbi Yehuda, you stop, and this is for Erev Shabbos, and this is for every Erev. And Rabbi Yossi, Amar Ein Mafsikin, and Rabbi Yossi says there's no need to be Mafsik. And again, that's for every Erev. Umaisa, Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel, Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yossi, Shayu Mesubin Ba'akko. So the Gemara now tells the following story. So there was a Seuda in Akko, Vikidush Alem Ayom, and now Kedusha Sayom. Right? Presumably we're talking about Stam and Erev Shabbos over here. So that means that they started the meal Beheter, and now Shabbos has just introduced itself. So I'm Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Ritzon Chanafsik. So Rabbi Shimon Gamliel makes the following proposal to Rabbi Yossi. Maybe we should stop the meal. Meaning, I know your shita is that we don't have to stop, but Rav Yehuda is here with us, and maybe we should stop the meal. So, v'necho shodiv Rav Yehuda chavareinu. Meaning, let's be sensitive. Rav Yehuda is right here at the meal with us. And his shita is that we should stop. Maybe we should stop the meal. So, amar lo b'chol yom v'yom atamechave devarai lefdim Rav Yehuda. So, Rav Yossi is dumbfounded by the suggestion of Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel. He says, you know, so often, so you present my positions in front of Rav Yehuda, and you tell him that these Rav Yossi positions over here, they're unbelievable positions. V'achshav atamechave devar Rav Yehuda b'fanai. And now you're favoring Rav Yehuda's position over my position? So, agam l'chboshes amakai mi babayis. So hopefully we don't need long-term memory. So we just learned this in the Megillah two times over. The accusation of Achashverosh to Haman, right? You're going to take advantage of my queen right here with me in the house, and it's a funny usage of the pasuk over here. But we understand in the context. Rav Yossi saying to Rav Shimon Gamliel, I'm right here. My position is very clear. Ain mafsikin. And now you're going to favor somebody else's position while I'm right here. So Amaleim came lo nafsik. So he says, okay. So what are you suggesting over here that we shouldn't stop? Shema yura talmidim v'ikva alacha l'daros. And so maybe the students are going to see it, and the students are going to say that this is in fact the accepted halacha. Amru lo zazam mishama shikav alacha k'Rav Yossi. And they didn't move from there until they established halacha to go like Rav Yossi. Good. So the Braisa concludes over here with this episode that gives us a little bit of an anecdote regarding the machlokus between Rav Yossi and Rav Yehuda as to whether or not you should be a mafsik or you shouldn't be a mafsik. Good. And so where do we stand right now? It sounds like from the Gemara where we stand very clearly is that there's a machlokus between Rav Yossi and Rav Yehuda whether or not you should be mafsik or you should not be mafsik in a scenario where you started the meal beheter. So is there a requirement of hafsaka? Rav Yehuda says yes. Rav Yossi says no. And this is true year round, including even Erev Pesach. And the Gemara just concluded that the halacha falls like Rav Yossi. But the story is not over yet. I'm Rav Yehuda, I'm Shmuel. The Gemara continues now, four lines from the bottom. Ain halacha loka Rabbi Yehuda v'loka Rabbi Yosi ala paris ma'apa mekadesh. So the halacha does not follow neither like Rabbi Yehuda nor does the halacha follow like Rabbi Yosi, but rather paris ma'apa mekadesh. Here's what you're going to do: you'll take some sort of sheet, some sort of tablecloth, and you're going to put it over the food, and you're going to make kiddush right in the middle of your meal. So this is now the halacha that's espoused by Rabbi Yehuda Amar Shmuel. Now, obviously, this prompts some basic questions over here. So Rabbi Yehuda Amar Shmuel, he says, the halacha is not like Rabbi Yehuda, nor is it like Rabbi Yosi, but rather paris ma'apa mekadesh. First and foremost, Rabbi Yehuda Amar Shmuel is an Amora. And rule number one when it comes to the learning of Mishnayos and Gemara, and that is an Amora doesn't argue with a Tana. Okay, just her sheer on this topic. But anyway, that's the basics. An Amora doesn't argue with a Tana. And not only that, by the way, it follows right after the Gemara says that the halacha follows like Rabbi Yosi. Meaning the Braisa's conclusion is that we were koveh the halacha like Rabbi Yosi. And then Rabbi Yehuda Amar Shmuel comes along and says that the halacha does not follow, neither like Rabbi Yehuda nor like Rabbi Yosi. That's very strange. Anyway, so take a look at the Rashbam over here. The Rashbam writes, last Rashbam in the Amud. And he writes, and the Veloka Rabbi Yosi, Damar in Sarach Lafzi Klal, Ela Yigmar Suda, so Afilo Mishachashecha, V'yavarchu Berchaz Amazim, V'acharkach Mevi Lokeshini, L'kiddush Hayom K'tatayin L'kamim Mishmaitin. The Rashbam over there just went over the sheet of what would Rabbi Yosi do, which we already gone over. So Ella Paris Mapa Al HaMaichel, you take some sort of sheet, you put it over the food. Kedin Kol Shabbos Hashana, he says like we do year round. Meaning you notice that every Erev Shabbos when we're about to make kiddush, we cover the challah. So more on covering the challah in just a moment. So like we do year round, Shevi Olechem Al Shochan Kodem Kiddush Kedetayin LaKaman Inami Mishum Siluk Betura. Now what we're doing by covering the table is that we're basically mimicking what we do year round. Or the covering of the food is like removing the table. It's tantamount to removing the table. And then V'achar Kachomer Kiddush Hayom. And then what you're going to do is you're going to say Kiddush Hayom Ala Kos V'chozer V'ochel V'gomer Suvdaso. And then what you're going to do is you're going to conclude your meal. Okay, good. So the mechanics of Paris Mapa Makadosh says the Rashbam is this idea that we're going to be covering the food either to mimic what we do on a standard Erev Shabbos or it's tantamount to the removal of the table. Okay, now, are you going to be benching? So presumably the answer is no. Because if you're going to be benching, so basically you're following the sheet of Rabbi Yehuda. And the point that we're making right now is that we're somewhere in between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Yosi. So to say that we're going to bench is probably incorrect. You're not going to bench. Are you going to be making another Bori Pregafen? So again, right now, if I'm left to guessing, I would say yes. With Kiddush comes a Bori Pregafen, so I would say yes. How about another Hamotzi? Are you going to be making a second Hamotzi? Well, that's really strange because you already made Hamotzi at the beginning of the meal and you didn't bench, so you're going to be making another Hamotzi. So it happens to be, I know, it's a Machlokus Rishonim. It's a Machlokus between the Riff and the Baal Maor, whether or not you're going to be making another Hamotzi. Okay, but whatever. Let's just leave it like that. It's a machlokas. Venir be'enai. Now we get to a really critical part of this Rashbam over here. Disfir le l'shmol d'alacha k'Rav Yosi. So first of all, like I presented just moments earlier, who is Shmuel following over here? So the Rashbam says he's really following like Shitas Rav Yosi. K'diktani be'braisa shikava alacha k'moso. We just got finished with the braisa telling us the alacha follows like Rav Yosi. Over here, it's really fundamentally Shitas Rav Yosi. It just happens to be with a Chumrah. Meaning, if we follow Rav Yosi, Kedasu Kedin, so what we would be doing is finishing our meal, and then after the meal, then, and only then would we be making Kiddush. And when I say finish the meal, I mean and bench, and then afterwards we're going to be making Kiddush. So over here, what Shmuel is doing is just adding a chumrah. In that, we're going to stop right now, meaning our Shabbos now is entering, and we're going to make kiddush right now, and then we'll finish the meal. And so it's Rav Yosi with a chumrah. That's the way the Rashbam explains it. And the Rashbam goes on from there, but anyway, that's where the Rashbam is. And by the way, this idea that Rav Yehuda Amar Shmuel is really fundamentally following Rav Yosi with an added chumrah, so Tosfos happens not to agree with that position of the Rashbam. And again, if time were permitted, we would go through the Tosfos, but we're going to go on in the Gemara. So Paris Mapa Mekadesh, the Gemara now continues, and the Gemara says, "Is this actually accurate?" So So the hammer of tachlif of barvdim, hammer shmol kishem shemafstikin lekiddush, kach mafstikin lehavdala. Just like you're mafstik for kiddush, you're also going to be mafstik for havdala as well. Now this idea for hafsaka for havdala, what does that mean? Well, presumably what it means is that you're in the middle of a meal, and now Shabbos has now come to an end, and so it presumably means that we have to make a hard stop. What else would it mean for havdala? So my mafstikin lav la kira shochan. So presumably what it means is Lakir Shochan. Meaning for Havdalah, that's presumably what it means. Is that, in other words, we have to stop the meal so that we can make Havdalah. And if that's true, so then we're going to just simply translate that over to Kiddush. And we're going to do the same thing for Kiddush as well. A hard stop. Which means that we're going to have to be mafsik with removing the table and benching. And the Gemara says, no, lav Lakir Shochan, So my mafsik and lav Lakir Shochan lo lamapa. So the Gemara says, no. Meaning for Havdalah, you may be right. Meaning that we're going to do a hard stop for Havdalah. But that doesn't necessarily mean that's going to be the same thing for Kiddush. For Kiddush, what it could just simply mean is Poros Mapa Mekadosh. That's what it could mean. Okay, so we haven't knocked out the Shita of Rav Yehuda Mishmo. Okay, so where do we stand right now? In the Gemara, we have just concluded the sugya that covered more than half of today's daf. And this is the machlokus between Rav Yehuda and Rav Yossi on the topic of Mafsikin. Meaning you started the meal beheter, and now the meal continues, and it's now going into Shabbos, into Yontif, even into Pesach, so what do? So we have a fundamental machlokus over here between Rav Yehuda and Rav Yossi. Rav Yehuda says that there's no requirement, Rav Yehuda says that there is a requirement to stop the meal that you're in right now, remove the table bench, and then afterwards, you'll make Kiddush. Meanwhile, according to Shita's Rav Yossi, no, let the meal continue. And the Rashman's language is that the meal would now turn into a Shabbos meal. And then after the meal, then you're going to bench, and then after benching, you're going to make Kiddush. Good. That's the Shita of Rav Yossi. And where do we stand right now in terms of the conclusion of the whole sugya? So we saw a Shita of Rav Yehuda Amar Shmuel that says a middle approach, which is not like Rav Yossi, not like Rav Yehuda, but rather in the middle of the meal, Poris Mapa Mekadosh. So what you'll do is that as Shabbos now enters, you'll cover the food, you'll make Kiddush, and then you'll lift off the cover and you'll continue with the meal, which has now been deemed a Shabbos meal by your Kiddush. Good. So that is all the sugya. And by the way, we only covered a portion of it, meaning there's much more to cover in terms of where do we land in terms of the halacha, and this is just the beginning of the sugya, but at least we have now a working outline of the sugya. We mentioned just moments earlier that on a standard Friday night you cover the challah. So what is that all about? So okay, that's the next Gemara. Rava beravuna ikla be reish galusa. So Rava beravuna went to the reish galusa. I said taka kamei. So they brought the table in front of him with the food. Paras mapa mekadosh. So he put a tablecloth over the food. He put a cover over the food, and he made kiddush. Tanya namehachi. We have a brisa as well. Skip the word v'shavin. She'ein mevina s'shochan ela im kein kiddush. Really, what you should do is you shouldn't bring out the table until you make Kiddush. V'im hevi poris mapa mekadosh. But if you bring the table out with the food, so then poris mapa mekadosh. Now, the Rashbam over here says that the 5-6 lines of Gemara that we just did, it's just talking about a standard Friday night. Meaning, on a standard Friday night, if the food is already brought out, so cover the food. But really, fundamentally, what you should do is you shouldn't even bring the food out. Really, what you should do is you should make Kiddush, and then afterwards, you should bring the food out. Okay. That is that's the Gemara as understood by the Rashbam. Now over here, what's going on over here? So the Rashbam goes on to explain. Now you can see over here that the Rashbam is very lengthy, and I'll just highlight some of the points that the Rashbam makes over here. What is this idea that really fundamentally the table shouldn't come out? Now again, mind you, back then they didn't have these big tables that we have right now, right? Right now, practically for us, it'd be really difficult not to have the table in the dining room, first make Kiddush and then bring the table out. That'd be very difficult. Back in the day, they had trays, but these small TV tables. So, but anyway, what's the idea? So the Rashbam over here quotes a she'ilta. So you can see the Rashbam, Dibra Maschal Hachi Garcinan, right? It's basically the third Rashbam on the Amud. And the Rashbam, I'm going to start from, after the lines start getting wide, about 8-10 lines down from there, the beginning of the line. The time of the Rashbam goes on to write, Kideparsh b'shiltos derav achai gaon. So over here, the Rashbam is calling the shiltos, one of the works of the gaonim. Beparshas vayishma yisro, in Parshas Yisro. V'kasabahu achi, and now he's quoting the shiltos. And the shiltos writes in Aramaic. So get ready for a little bit of Aramaic. U kruv etaka mekama deliktish likdusha de Shabbos lo mekarvinan. Don't bring the table out while you're before you make Kiddush on a standard Friday night. Again, by the way, we're no longer talking about this idea of mafsikin. We're just talking about a standard Friday night. Don't bring out the table. Now, my time, oh, now why not? The Shiltas goes on to explain. Ki hechi de tesis uda liyikara de shabasa. Because what you want to do is that you want to bring out the food to honor Shabbos. Meaning the first thing you want to do is you want to declare it to be Shabbos. That's called Kiddush. After you declared it to be Shabbos, now the food is coming out. Liyikara de shabasa to honor Shabbos. Now, what if you already brought out the table already? You shouldn't have done it, but you did it. So what do you do? So lomasakin and lay. So don't take the table away. Ela poris alav mapa umekadesh. So what you'll do now is that the table, which is already filled with food, so you'll take some sort of cloth and you'll put it on top and you'll cover the food. Detanya v'shavim sheim avinas v'shochan elim kein kiddush. Really, you shouldn't bring out the food unless you make kiddush. Meaning, this is a shiltos quoting our gemara right here. V'im hevi poris alav mapa mekadesh. And then the Shiltos also goes on to say, and oh, by the way, if you started your meal before Shabbos, meaning Beheter, like we described earlier in today's daf, so then you're going to use the same maneuver of Poris Mapa Mekadesh. Good. So this is the Rashbam quoting the Shiltos, quoting our Gemara in terms of understanding that our Gemara is talking about Stam, a regular Friday night. The best thing to do is not to bring the table out. And to make Kiddush, now that the table's coming out, it's coming out L'chavot Shabbos. Good, that's the Shiltos' understanding of our Gemara over here, and it's similar to the idea of, if you started your meal Beheter on Friday afternoon, and now Shabbos comes along, same maneuver of Poris Mapa Mekadesh. You ask somebody why we cover the challah on Friday night, so probably the last reason you're going to hear, if you're going to hear this at all, is what we just learned together. We just learned the Shiltos. What's the other reason that we cover? So I know what's classically said, but Tosfos over here gives us a different reason in terms of why we cover the challah. Why our Gemara over here requires us to cover the challah. The Tosfos Divrei Maskil She'im Avinas Hashulchan El Im Ken Kiddush, halfway down in the Tosfos, about seven lines down. Va'achshav Shulchan Shalana She'im Gedol Miyosam Idai Ve'Kashal Levim Achar Kiddush Shalol Hafsi Kol Kach Ben Kiddush Lasuda. So, unregim lifros mapa lakadesh. So, first of all, the Tosfos points out over here that our minhag, of course, is to use large tables. And it would be really difficult and time consuming, to go ahead and to bring the tables out between Kiddush and the meal. So Tosfos says, so, even though the Brisa just told us that ideally, the table shouldn't be out there before you say Kiddush, but for us, it's really difficult because we operate with really large tables. So the table is out there and the food is already out there prepared. So what we're going to do is that we're going to go with plan B, which is that we're going to cover the food. Poris Mapa Mekadesh. Now, why? So, So the reason why is that Tosfos quotes the Shiltos, like we just saw together in the Rashba. But he also gives a different reason as well. Now some say that there's another reason, and that is because it reminds us of the man. You know, the man did not fall down on Shabbos and Yantav. This idea that man did not fall down on Yantav as well. So in the beginning of Masech Tabetza, there's a Tosfos over there that quotes conflicting Midrashim on this very point. But anyway, so you know you had dew on the bottom, dew on top, and the mun was sandwiched, protected by the dew, so that the mun was pristine and clean and wasn't contaminated by the dirt, by the sand. Anyway, it's zecher l'man. That's Tosfos's other explanation. And I know there's a third explanation. It's so funny. The third explanation is probably the most popular. It has to do with the Seder HaBrachos. The idea that, generally speaking, when there's a choice of either making Hamotzi or the Bracha Bar Pri HaGafen, so the Hilchos Brachos demand that first you make Hamotzi, then you make a Bar Pri HaGafen. But at the same time, however, Kiddush demands that we're going to first make a Bar Pri HaGafen, then Hamotzi. So what we're going to do is we're going to cover the bread so that the as if the bread's not there, so that allows us now not to violate the Hilchos Bracha of first making the Bar Pri HaGafen after the before having made the Hamotzi Lechem and Aretz. Okay, that's the third reason. And then, not for now, obviously, but then after now having gone over the various reasons why we cover the challah on Friday night, so then, of course, there are many nafkaminas in terms of what the differences would be between these reasons that are given. And just now is not going to be the time in which I'm going to go through them, but and how many can I say off the top of my head? Whatever. Doesn't matter. There would be practical differences between the various reasons that are given. However, we're going to go back to the Gemara. We're going to continue in the Gemara. Okay. We are now Tanyina Mihachi. So we just did that. Tanichada. Okay. So on a short Amud Beis of today's daf, Kuf Amud Beis. So we now just cover the topic of covering the bread prior to making Kiddush on a standard Friday night. We're going to go back for just a moment to this issue of Mafsikin. Tanichada, we learned in one brisa, Shavin Shein Maschilin. You shouldn't start a meal v'tan yidach Shavin Shein Maschilin. So one brisa says that they agree that you don't start. Another brisa says that they agree that you do start. Who's the they? So presumably it's Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Yossi. That's who we've been discussing all morning. So Bishlam Ahad Tanya Shavin Shein Maschilin, Mishkach Alaberva Pesach. When do we have agreement that you shouldn't start a meal? So we know the answer. So as providing yesterday's daf, as explained by Rav Huna, so Rav Yossi and Rav Yehuda agree that on Erev Pesach, don't start a meal after 3 o'clock in the afternoon. That's brisa number one. Ela haditanya, that which we learned on the brisa Shavim Shemaschilin, the idea, that they agree that you can start. So Ema Inem Erev Shabbos Hamiflik Pligi. We're talking about a standard Erev Shabbos. It's a machlokus between Rav Yehuda and Rav Yossi. Lo kasha kan kodin tisha, kan laachar tisha. But the explanation is very simple. Are you after 3 o'clock in the afternoon or are you before 3 o'clock in the afternoon? After 3 o'clock in the afternoon, okay, we have a machlokas. But before 3 o'clock in the afternoon, there is no machlokas. Meaning, both Rav Yehuda and Rav Yossi are both of the position that you're allowed to start a meal. Good. So the brisa says that they agree that you can start. That's prior to 3 o'clock in the afternoon. Wonderful. Okay, let's start the upcoming sugya. This really goes well into tomorrow's daf, but let's at least begin it. We have a couple minutes. You know those people making Kiddush and Shul on Friday night? So Kiddush obviously fundamentally should be made at home. In fact, it's going to be connected to the meal. So, and you have people in your house who didn't go to Shul. So you make Kiddush in the house. That part is pretty obvious. And the Gemara starts off this discussion. It is a funny way to open up a sentence. Osam b'nei Adam, you know those people that make Kiddush and Shul. So what are they accomplishing when they make Kiddush and Shul? So the Gemara starts off with not so much an explanation of the minhag, but basically a discussion of if you're those people who subscribe to that minhag of making Kiddush and Shul, what have you accomplished? What have you not accomplished? So Amar Rav Yidei Yain Lo Yatsu Yidei Kiddush Yatsu. So Rav says, so I'll tell you how it helps you. It helps you for Kiddush, but it doesn't help you for Yain. Meaning that even if you're the one making Kiddush, and even if you're the one who tasted the wine, when you go back home again, you're going to have to make a new bracha on yain. Meaning if you're going to have wine again in your house, you're going to have to make a new birchas yain. Why? Because of a halacha, which we're going to spend a lot of time tomorrow, and that's the halacha of shinui makom. You change your location, but still you're going to have to make a not but. And because you change your location, therefore you're going to have to make a new birchas yain. What about Kiddush? According to Rav, you get a check mark for Kiddush. You didn't have a meal there in Shul. You're only having a meal at home. So Rav is of the position that you don't have to have Kiddush b'makom Seuda. So I know we've been discussing so far earlier this morning, and tomorrow we're going to be explaining it as if it is unilateral that you need Kiddush b'makom Seuda. But as we see right now, Rav happens to be a holdout on this issue. Rav is of the position that you don't need Kiddush b'makom Seuda. So therefore, according to Rav, when you make Kiddush and Shul, when you heard Kiddush and Shul, so you get a check for having said Kiddush. Shmuel Amar, now we turn to the top of Kuf Aleph. Shmuel Amar, Af Yidei Kiddush Lo Yatsu, you didn't fulfill your mitzvah of Kiddush. So, why? Because the Kiddush was not B'makom Seuda. The meal's at home. Kiddush isn't Shul. There's no Kiddush B'makom Seuda. And so, a couple of simple follow-up questions that the Gemara wants to ask on the top of Kuf Aleph. Ela l'Rav lama l'Likdusha b'beisei. So, according to Rav, why are you making Kiddush in your home? Meaning, if you already heard Kiddush, so now what's the point of making Kiddush in your home? So, k'dei l'hotzi banav v'nei beiso. Because your wife needs to hear Kiddush, your children need to hear Kiddush. So you're making Kiddush not for yourself. You yourself received a check mark for Kiddush. But your family, who hasn't heard Kiddush yet, they need to hear Kiddush. So you'll be motzi them. Now, according to Shmuel, what was the point of making Kiddush and Shul? Meaning, for Shmuel, it didn't help you with your Birchas Yain. It didn't help you with your Kiddush. So what was the point? So lafuki orchem yidei chavasim da'achlo v'shasu v'ganu b'vei kenishta. Well, in other words, for you, we'll have a home to go to, so for you, it didn't do anything. But what about the people that are traveling, passing through town, having to stop here for Shabbos? So where are they sleeping? So they're sleeping in Shoal, and I know that's weird, but I'll come back to that point in just a moment. So they're sleeping in Shoal, and so for them, for those people now in Shoal, so this now is going to serve as their Kiddush. So they're going to be sleeping in Shoal, they're going to be eating in Shoal. Excuse me. So they need to hear Kiddush. And so therefore, the Kiddush is going to be good for the Orchim, for the guests who are going to be staying in Shoal. Tosas over here, third Tosas on the Amud, goes through a discussion of, I thought you're not allowed to eat in Shoal. What is the Gemara talking about over here? The Gemara in Megillah, fourth Perek in Megillah, gives us the basic halacha, which is that you're not allowed to eat in Shoal. I know many of us do, but you're not allowed to eat in Shoal, says the Gemara, as per the Gemara in Megillah. Tosas over here concludes that maybe what we're describing over here is that they're eating on a room off to the side from the main sanctuary. Maybe that's what the Gemara over here is describing, which then opens up an issue which we'll discuss tomorrow, meaning it's not really Kiddush B'Makom Seudah. Kiddush is in the sanctuary. And then the Seudah is off to a side room. Does that help with regarding Kiddush B'Makom Seudah? Good. So hold that thought because we're going to be discussing that tomorrow. Okay, this minhag of saying Kiddush in Shoal, obviously it's an old minhag, right? When I say an old minhag, meaning it's recorded here in the Gemara, so it's a really old minhag. So do we say Kiddush in Shoal on a standard Friday night? And the answer, of course, is yesh v'yesh. Some do and some don't. This is an old discussion as to the propriety of such a minhag. Meaning, we don't have, nowadays, we don't have guests staying in Shoal. And in most communities, and the idea that we're making Kiddush, who are we making Kiddush on behalf of? And the Gemara's conclusion over here that we're only making Kiddush on behalf of the people who are staying in Shoal, we don't have that nowadays. And so is it still an appropriate minhag to maintain? So some shuls still do it, some shuls don't. Already going back to the tour, I don't have a tour in front of me right now, so I'm paraphrasing, and please forgive me for not quoting it directly. But the tour writes that if he could, he would do away with the minhag, meaning that this minhag continued all the way to the time of the Rishonim, and some of the Rishonim upheld the minhag, and some of the Rishonim really wanted to do away with the minhag. Okay. And to this very day, a question of whether or not this minute should continue or not continue. But anyway, okay, let's quickly recap our daf today. Okay, the biggest issue that we covered today is the issue of hafsaka. You start a meal, start it beheter, on a Friday afternoon on a regular of Yontif, and now Shabbos and Yontif has rolled in. So what do I do? So as we learned in today's daf, machlok is between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Yehuda says mafsikin, you have to stop, you have to bench. You're going to make kiddush for Shabbos or for Yontif. And that's the halacha according to Rav Yehuda. Rav Yossi says, "Ein mafsikin." There's no requirement to stop. The meal will continue. And the meal will just simply transform. It'll convert now into a Shabbos meal or into a Yontif meal. Then at the end of the meal, then you'll bench and then you'll make kiddush afterwards. Okay. And we covered Tosfos over here, which really introduced us to two chidushim. One, how's that kiddush b'makom seudah? And the Gemara says, and Tosfos says, it is kiddush b'makom seudah because as long as there is a seudah somewhere proximate to kiddush, in this case, it happened not to come after kiddush, it happened to precede kiddush, but that's fine. That's kiddush b'makom seudah. And the other tremendous kiddush of Tosfos is this idea that if, according to Rav Yossi, there's no requirement to stop. So how are you doing dal kosos on the Seder night? So Tosfos gives us an improvisation. So what you'll do is you have kos number one being your benching. Kos number two will be the kiddush that follows. Kos number three will be for the magid, and kos number four will be halal. An improvisation of the dal kosos. Really a tremendous chidushim by Tosfos. As far as the Gemara then continuing to this discussion of Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Yossi, Maisa Shahaya, we actually had an episode where Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yossi, and Rabbi Shimon Gamliel were having a meal, and they started the meal beheter, and the meal now continued well into Shabbos. So what should you do? So Rabbi Shimon Gamliel made the suggestion to Rabbi Yossi, you know, Rabbi Yehuda's right here, why don't we stop? And Rabbi Yossi lost it. What do you mean stop? My position is we don't need to stop. How are you poskining against me when I'm right here? So fine. So, and it turned into a heated issue, and the halach was nikva like Rav Yossi. But then the Gemara went on. Rav Yehuda Mashmol is of the position that the halach is not like Rav Yehuda, nor is it like Rav Yossi, but rather poris mapa mekadesh. much like what we do on a standard Friday night, Poros Malpa Mekadesh. So we're going to use that maneuver over here under those circumstances. How could he be arguing with the Tanayim? So we saw the Rashbam together this morning. The Rashbam's position is that really fundamentally he's holding like Reb Yossi, but with the chumrah, with an added chumrah of adding Kiddush right in the middle of the meal, as opposed to putting it later. So we got on to this topic of Poros Malpa Mekadesh. So the Gemara and the Amud Beis took us through this idea that on a standard Friday night, really, ideally, the table shouldn't even have come out. But once the table's come out with the food, so what you'll do is you'll cover it, you'll make Kiddush, and then, voila, you take the tablecloth off, and presto, you have now a meal for Shabbos. Why are we doing that? Why are we covering the food? So we're covering the food for a host of reasons. We saw a number of reasons this morning. One, we saw the Shiltos is quoted by the Rashbam and by Tosfos, and the Shiltos says that we're covering the food, so that with the, and again, ideally, you don't even want the table out there. So you're covering the food in order so that when the, so after you make Kiddush, now that the food is coming out, it's coming out, li'kara de Shabbasa. It's coming out to honor the Shabbos. That's one possibility. Another, says Tosfos, is Zeichel Aman, is that it reminds us of the man that didn't fall on Shabbos. And so now that we're going to recreate an image of what looks like the man by having a covering below and an above, so it reminds us of the man and good. That's the second explanation of why we're covering. And the third explanation, which we didn't see neither in the Rashbam nor in Tosos, but it's brought by other Rishonim, and the third explanation is that we don't want to offend the Hilchos Brachas, because generally speaking, by Hilchos Brachas, first Hamotzi and then Bori Priya Gafen. And over here, what are we doing? We're doing Bori Priya Gafen followed by Hamotzi. Ah, cover the bread. Okay, so that we don't offend Hilchos Brachas. Right? People say this, by the way, when people say this over, they say it in a funny way. They say that they don't want to embarrass the bread. Right? It's not really an accurate way to say it. And anyway, we said over three different ways in terms of why it is that the bread's going to be covered. The Gemara then continued regarding a couple of brises where Rav Yossi and Rav Yehuda agree that you shouldn't start the meal. That's on Erev Pesach. Rav Yossi and Rav Yehuda agree that you can start the meal. That's the standard Erev Shabbos, Erev Yontov, but that is before 3 o'clock. Good. And then we finished off today's daf with a minug where they would say Kiddush and Shul. What did it accomplish? So according to Rav, it helped you regarding the mitzvah of Kiddush. Meaning you heard it, so you fulfilled your mitzvah of Kiddush. You're not eating until you get home? That's fine. Rav doesn't subscribe to the idea that you need Kiddush b'makom suda. As far as Berachas Hayayin is concerned, when you have wine at home, you're going to have to make a new Berachas Hayayin. According to Shmuel, what did this minhag help you in terms of making Kiddush and Shul? And according to Shmuel, it didn't help you at all. Meaning, as far as your Berachas Hayayin, you're going to have to make a new Berachas Hayayin when you get home. And as far as Kiddush is concerned, the mitzvah of Kiddush, you're going to have to make a new Kiddush when you get home. Why? Because Kiddush b'makom suda. Kiddush has to be in the same place that you ate. So according to Shmuel, so why are you doing it? So the Gemara's answer is because of Orchin. The guests that are in Shul have no home to go to, so for them, they need to hear Kiddush, and ostensibly, they can't make their own Kiddush. Maybe they don't have an education. So you'll make Kiddush on their behalf. So for them, the Kiddush will help the Orchim. Kind of will stop over here, and tomorrow, stay tuned, we're going to start off with Kiddush B'Makom Se'udah.